Thanks, everybody. In just a minute, Bill imitates conservative radio host Rush Limerick. In our listener limerick challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. PJ, a new safety audit from the U.S. government finds that one group's partying and alcohol use are just out of control. They're recommending harsh new restrictions on whom?
Now, Peter, I was out of the country when they did that report.
So it's not you, then.
No, it's not okay. Me, I swear.
Well, I don't know if you've been everywhere. I don't know if you've been here, though. It's pretty remote.
Way up in the Arctic.
Other way.
Oh, it's the Arctic, Antarctic researchers.
The researchers in Antarctica have been partying too hard.
No kidding.
I thought
for sure it was the Secret Service.
I did too.
Oh.
That was my first guess.
That was the last report.
Well, it is dangerous to party all night in Antarctica where the night can be 6 months long. A National Science Foundation audit found rampant drinking, fights, and indecent exposure at American research stations.
That hurts just thinking about
that. I know, yeah.
Does that mean you only wear one parka?
Yeah. Right. No, this really, I mean, a few years ago, the Air Force had to evacuate two guys who were injured after a drunken brawl there on Christmas.
Oh.
It's a different picture of Antarctica than I had. It's like a really boring episode of Girls Gone Wild. Like, take it off! Now take that off. Now take that off. All right, now take that off. It's like, show me your vest. Amy, you remember Pizza Rat? He was an internet sensation a couple
do
weeks ago.
Do I remember Pizza Rat?
I don't remember Pizza Rat.
Oh, my God. Pizza Rat was, you see this? He was this little rat carrying a whole slice of pizza down the stairs in the New York subway. Big
he
internet
was
sensation.
A symbol of American can-do spirit.
Well, there were Pizza Rat hashtags. There were Pizza Rat coverage on CNN.
And now,
Pizza Rat has even inspired what, Amy?
I'm going to say either a Broadway musical or a Halloween costume.
A Halloween costume. Hey! A sexy Pizza Rat costume.
Sexy Pizza Rat.
If something happens in the world, wherever it is, whatever it is, there will be an unnecessary sexy costume to go for.
Wait a minute. A sexy Pizza Rat.
Yes. It's a regular rat costume modeled by a very sexy model with pizza slices attached to the paws. It's a great icebreaker at costume parties. So, are you some sort of mouse that makes pizza? No, you say. I'm that rat that was trying to drag someone's dirty, uneaten pizza slice down the stairs to the urine-soaked subway platform, but sexy.
You know, we live right near a costume shop, and I go in there fairly frequently, and I gotta say...
Why do you go into a costume shop fairly frequently?
I have a life that you don't know about, Peter.
All right, anyway, you go into the costume shop.
You go in the shop, and you look at the bags with the costumes in them, right? And they have the model on the cover. Now, you figure the model on the cover is wearing it sort of the best you can wear it.
Yeah.
They never look remotely sexy.
There's so many, though. Like, for example, if you like condiments, there's the sexy sriracha sauce costume.
Do your kids
like Despicable Me? Then they'll be deeply disturbed when you dress as sexy minion.
Oh, come on.
There's something called sexy fantasy football.
Oh, wait a minute. That's a costume.
No.
It's a costume.
No, there's not.
There really is.
No,
and
there's not.
It's just
this
a
is
loser
perhaps
with
our
a
favorite. Very popular in the Midwest. Sexy corn.
Okay. All right. Well, that's the one.
Well,
that
corn
is,
can be sexy.
That's,
I mean, yeah.
That is a little bit titillating.
Yeah, it is. Just thinking about it.
No, because of
Freudian
the
and
silk
all that,
and
yeah.
the way you peel it.
Yeah.
The way you shuck it. You know, so often I've been in a bar and a guy has come up to me and said, I would like to shuck you.
Are you sure that's what he said?
Yeah. You know, it's definitely shuck. And I find it irresistible.